Tallahassee Community College professor Reggie Grant seems more like a combination circus ringmaster and whirling dervish as he counsels his mass media class on this Tuesday morning in early April.
A couple of your colleagues mentioned that it would be good to have a debrief so everyone knows what everyone else is doing.
The class numbers nearly 20 students. One of them is putting the finishing touches on an online video.
There's the visual distraction, there's the manual distraction, that's your hands, and there's the cognitive distraction.
The student working on the video, Brittany DeFriend, says the entire project is a multimedia campaign to discourage distracted driving, especially texting while driving.
This is a big issue that's rising because so many people are doing it and not everyone realizes that you're doing it. It's so easy to be distracted while you're driving. So just to remind people to be cautious about that, I think is really important.
But beyond changing behavior, DeFriend says the idea is to change Florida law.
As, you know, awareness is brought to it and as more people fight for the laws to be, harsher on distracted driving, I think more people will be more prone to think twice before texting and driving or driving distracted.
Once again, the Florida legislature is contemplating a bill that would make distracted driving a primary offense, meaning law enforcers would need no other reason to pull over an offender. There will be a rally at Tallahassee Community College in support of the measure on April 20th, and that's what student Jack Hook is working on.
Going through and like filtering through and trying to like find the right image for an online like post so we can try to get people to come out and like support this event.
Hook's project partner, Cody Seller, says this requires a lot of thought and coordination to maximize the audience impact.
We'll find like a statistic on distracted driving. We have to find a picture that'll match the fact. And at the same time, it's kind of hard because you have to get the right resolution and distortion, stuff like that.
Amelia Petrowski is in charge of the project's Facebook presence.
People live on social media. Anytime that you're bored or anything like that, the first thing that you do is you grab your phone and you look on social media. So obviously if it's there, then it's going to reach everybody.
Still, Professor Reggie Grant believes it's real life examples of what distracted driving can cause that has the most visceral impact.
A 20-year-old, I believe it was, killed 12 or 13 people in Texas. He admitted to the fact that he was texting and driving. I mean, just 12 people gone. That's ridiculous.
At the beginning, Grant wasn't sure just how his students would respond to the project.
I was just really, really, really happy that the students have taken to this, and it's, you know, I mean, we've had our challenges. This has definitely not been, you know, one of those assignments that everything has been easy. But, you know, with those challenges, I think that, you know, there's some really amazing stuff that's going on.
Among those things, a commitment that the distracted driving bill's House sponsors, Emily Slosberg of Delray Beach and Richard Stark of Weston, both Democrats, will attend the on-campus rally on the 20th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.